hold it lower down and run down another trench down in that little mouth there. I got a little trench. You done saw the trench, ain't you?
Yes, ma'am.
I got one. And you pull that. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
All
right. Sit down, so you know, it's stiff.
Yes, ma'am.
Clean my screw down. But I take that, and I pull that, you see that? I pull that over, down there, you see that little mountain? And he's just rolling down in there, in that little crook. You see what, on my plow or on my mow?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you pull it, see, and see this one right on down. And you take this here screwdriver, and you twist it around and get that top off.
Yeah, I see. Do you ever use a funnel for anything?
Huh?
Funnel?
No, that's the same thing I use. I bought that with my tiller.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know what you mean. You gotta make money somehow.
Mm-hmm. And if your friend, he make things. Everything's so high.
Yes, ma'am.
And he just wait attention. I see something like that in the book.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's a cotton machine name.
What? The recorder? Yes, ma'am. Sure is.
I see that in, you know, on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that, you know, in books.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it is, all right. Don't have to take so many notes. Don't have to write everything down. It just takes it down for you.
Oh, yeah. You went to college to learn all this.
That's some of it.
Mm-hmm. And tuck it up in here.
Big part?
Tuck it up in here, didn't you?
I reckon it's still there. I hope so, anyway. I wanted to ask you, if the farmers around here, when they cut the hay, instead of baling it, did they ever just, you know, pile it up out in the field?
Well, sometimes they do, but they bales is the biggest at the time. Did when I was living out in the country. But I don't see none of that now because I'm here in town. And when I was living out of the country, so I saw a lot of that going on.
What they call those big piles of hay?
Well, they call them stacks. Call them stacks. That's what they call them then, but I don't know what they call them now. Because I don't see none of it because I'm not in the country.
Yes,
you don't see none of that here in the town.
Used to, when you were out in the country, were there any farms where they just raised dairy cattle or milk cows?
They had some for David, you know, some for the house. That's what they did when I lived out in the country. I don't know how they do now. They've been out there a long time.
Yes, ma'am. When you were working in the cotton field, or growing cotton, was there ever any kind of grass that grew up around the cotton that you didn't want?
Well, we didn't want none of it. It was nut grass, and it was rosin grass, and then it was crab grass. And I tell you, that nut grass and that rosin grass, that was some tough grass. Because you would hold that. And nut grass the day and in the morning, you just shine like it on the water and come back out.
Right.
But it'd be white and it'd be done come back out and up in the day.